Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
Oh my god, Nick, the camera is gigantic, dude.
Andy, I'm here. I'm hearing typing. Can you mute your mic?
Oh, my bad, dude. My bad.
No, Andy, we can't hear you now. Can you hear me? Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
Andy, the shot's a little bright.
Which one?
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
And I'm Andy. What I've been noticing with these restaurants, right? Some of them aren't open, but some of them are. Some of them are. Nick, can you?
Nick, is it better now?
Yeah, there's. Did there's I fix gotta it? Be...
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
Oh my god. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick. And you're watching KFAF, the greatest show on the internet. Andy, how you feeling today?
Feeling
you
great, doing okay? I'm feeling energized.
Have you had a good lunch? Fantastic. Did you get a good lunch today?
We thought that this was all overblown. Then the governor told us to stay home. I've seen every porno that exists. I fear I cannot summon more jizz. Cheese it to the left of me. Porn up to the right. Here I am stuck in my bedroom with me. Oh, stuck in my bedroom with me. Take it away, Nick.
I'm stuck here with just my wife, and it's definitely gonna ruin her life. I have never understood boundaries. I think it's funny when she watches me pee. What about now?
No,
I can't. Is
not.
It?
You're not even in frame, actually. It's just...
I'm not... Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you're watching KFAF, the show... that cannot be stopped.
Mm-mm.
Andy, we've had some technical difficulties that we saw in that intro, but we soldier on. You know, I've never missed Kevin before, and I'm not going to start now.
No. Still don't.
Do you think it bothers Kevin how much he can't be a part of the show? Or do you think it's a relief every week for him?
No, Nick, he does not care at all. Are you kidding me? The whole show is just you finding a way to talk shit to him. That's the whole show. Yes, it is. I've watched it. I've been a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go on, of course, we do want to give a quick shout out to our Patreon producers, Mohammed and Mohammed, Justin Toft, Das Bear Jew, Blackjack, and of course, Mr. Downtown Jared Brown. If you want to be a part of this show, there are lots of different ways. One, you can just subscribe to our channel right now, which is youtube.com/kindoffunny. If you've seen anything that you like on this channel, please hit that subscribe button and make sure you turn on notifications so we can get our content into your inbox and onto your phone every week as seamlessly as possible. And of course, if you want to be a super supporter, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, back us at the $5 tier or above, and you can be a part of the show. How can they do that, Andy? Great question.
How can they do that, Nick?
Great question. You can suggest bits that we do for the show later. You can ask Andy anything. And of course, you can submit ideas for the Photoshop challenge that's coming up in just a little bit. Andy, last time we talked to you, you were downing vitamins like they were going out of business.
Yep.
What's the update with that situation right now?
I've been cleaning out the local CVS, Nick. I mean, I go there and there's a bunch of chumps still buying toilet paper. There's a bunch of chumps still buying foods, whether they're perishable or non-perishable. And meanwhile, the Vitamin Open, still open game for everybody. These guys, they got to catch on, all right? These losers out here in San Francisco, they don't understand where the market is headed. You know what I mean? And I've got a handle on it, Nick, all right? You know?
I agree. So what you're saying is basically stop buying toilet paper.
Yeah.
Start buying vitamins because they have the dual purpose of you can eat them, but you can also clean your ass with them. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just like it's where I feel like the market is going. You know what I mean? I've been looking at all these Dow Joneses, all these Nasdaqs, and every one of them. Like there's several of them that I've been keeping track of on the internet. And it's just like people don't understand that when it comes to what you want to be eating and where you want to, like, again, the canned food section completely empty. People are taking toilet paper and soap and fucking paper towels and stuff. Meanwhile, the vitamin aisle is still clean open, and they don't understand that that's where everything's going to come to an apex peak.
So you're basically saying that the vitamin industry is the next. The people are going to make a run on vitamins next. That's where you should put all your money.
Yeah, and I'm already ahead of the game. But here's the problem, Nick. Here's the problem. People that want to do that, nope, your aisles are empty. Why? Me.
Oh, you've already been to their local Targets.
Yep. I've been cleaning them out, Nick. I've been cleaning them out, yeah. $44,000. Took out a big loan.
$44,000 just for vitamins.
Yeah, took out a big loan, upstart.com. I'm having trouble right now, Nick, not knowing where to look. There's so many different directions, and I'm not sure for example, Nick, if you'd let me explain this to you.
You have the floor.
So I have this monitor. I'm screen recording you and I.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me and you.
Yeah.
Here, I have OBS recording, right? You and I. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then here is the webcam.
Yeah.
Here's the web browser. Here's my light. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different things to look at right now. Microphone, right here. Do I look at the mic? I don't know, Nick.
You don't need to look at the mic. That one I know for sure. The mic's just going to stay there, probably be on as long as you can hear yourself. I would prefer if you look me right in the eye, which is the camera's eye.
This one?
I can't tell if you're doing it or not because I can't see how you're looking because I'm maintaining eye contact with the eye. Because
you're not looking at
it.
That's right. I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So right now I'm making eye contact with you, but it doesn't look like I'm making eye contact.
Yeah, I'm looking at you too right now.
Tweet at us. Let us know if Andy's looking at me or if I'm looking at him or if we're both looking at the mic. Last week, surgery station.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to stop us. They said, you can't do surgery station remotely.
They said, hospitals are closed.
But what they didn't know is that I bought you one from Target before all this started, just in preparation, because
essentials.
You understand here
it's essential
what the
stuff
essentials
that we're
are.
Buying, yeah.
Surgery station is an essential business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't just take people away from surgery station.
It's a crime.
It is a crime.
Yeah.
So, Andy, give it to us. All right. Give me a little surgery station action.
Does it burn when you pee?
Surgery station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery station.
Is there blood in your poo?
Surgery station.
Where are the doctors for you? Yeah, you got it.
All right.
No, hold on. You have to do it with me.
Let me get a rolling start into this.
Okay, ready? No, hold on. Ready? Ready? No, hold on. Are you... do it one more time, the roll again. Are ready? All right, let me go get my board. I put it on the bed, because... running out of room here. Not a whole lot of work.
Can you turn your phone to the monitor? I want to see, without like showing any pertinent information, I want to see what you're looking at.
Ooh, here. I'm scared if I might have pertinent information, actually. I have Lysol.
Yeah.
Right here.
I
got my Stream Deck. Some Sour Strips Sour Strips sent me some Sour Strips candy because somebody tagged me in one of their posts and was like, hey, send candy to Andy. And so they did. My wallet's right there. I got some floss. I have these monitor risers that are sitting on wadded pieces of toilet paper to help, because they're a weird tilt. Again, my desk, Nick, is a foldable table from Home Depot.
Okay.
So it's not the most sturdy of things. My keyboard's there, microphone right here, guitar, Monster Energy drink. It's pretty gross, actually, over here.
So can we go back to the wadded up tissues for just a second?
Yeah.
The wadded up tissues are to even out the monitor, or it's because you game so hard you need a cushion between the action and the actual real world?
You could look at it as both ways, honestly. So did you fuck up the last one? Yeah, you fucked up the last one, right?
I didn't fuck up the last one. I just didn't do it as well as it should have been done.
But whatever.
People
so
say
now
that,
I get
know.
A shot at it.
You get a shot at the heart right now.
I get a shot at the heart. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Again, this is tough, chat. This is tough. Everybody watching, YouTube comments, leave a comment down below. Is this tough? Let me know. Oh my God, my heart is like impossible to see in there, Nick.
Yeah, well, that's your problem. Remember, you got one zhuzh of it and you screwed it up.
Oh, maybe I tilted it again. I kind of...
Wait, I can hear you tilting.
What? No, I'm not tilting anything, dude.
Bro, I can literally hear the shifting of plastic parts around.
No, wait, no, that's my keyboard.
What is this? What is this? Can you see this, the camera?
That's
a big old fat asterisk.
No, bullshit. No,
that's
way.
That's an asterisk.
Time to get the heart out, Nick. All right. What I need to do is just try to hold the camera. And because I've been trying to play off of the camera, and it's a big mistake. All right. So I'm just going to try to play the game without looking at the camera. Oh, baby. Oh, Nick. Oh, Nick. Oh, baby.
You do not. That is bullshit.
Look at that shit. Eat it. Eat the fucking bullshit. Heart, bitch. Eat your heart out, loser.
There's no way you got the heart.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I wish I knew what... I wish I knew what the scores were.
I think you are now beating me by, like, 600 points.
600,
I think
yeah. Because
it was 1,100 to 1,200 last week, and you just got a 700.1. You want... Here, I'll... Fine. Here, you stop me. Stop me when I go. 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 Are you going to say stop?
Yeah, hold on. Stop.
What is this?
The Charlie horse, Nick.
Okay. All right, here comes the Charlie horse. Now, see, I feel like my phone is a little zoomed out from yours, so that sucks. Where is the Charlie horse?
The knee, the leg, thigh. Oh,
fuck, this is going to be hard, okay. This is so hard.
You can't judge it. You can't judge it.
I'm not judging shit, bro. There's don't no judge fucking it. Judging happening.
Don't you dare judge it.
I am 100% just above board on everything, okay? I don't go for cheap, stupid jokes, and I certainly don't do them twice in a row.
Whatever, dude.
Specifically if people don't take them out as a screen grab and just tweet them to Greg. I don't do that.
Okay? Oh, that's true, yeah. Okay, I have a feeling what you're doing. I don't think Greg watched the last episode, by the way.
I don't think he did either.
I don't think he's made mention at all that I still have
shit.
His...
I can't do it. I can't do
you
it.
You screwed up?
I fucked it up already. It's tough, man. I can't do two things at once.
It's because you're not a good gamer, dude. Does it burn when you pee?
Surgery station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery station.
Is there blood in your poo?
Surgery station. Where are the doctors for you? Where are the doctors for you? Nailed it. Andy, last week we asked the people to provide some amazing art for us for this week's Photoshop challenge. Remember, if you're watching the show and you think this is something I want to be a part of every week, go to patreon.com/kindoffunnybackus. But then you guys can submit ideas for these Photoshop challenges that you then tweet at kindoffunnyvids. You tweet your submission with the hashtag KFAF. Do not tag Andy and I are in there. We like to come in fresh. We don't like to be dissuaded in
no
any
spoilers.
Way, shape, form ahead of time. No spoilers.
No spoilers, everybody.
Alright. Andy, the first submission comes from, let's see, Brotherhood of Steel 85. And he has given us, here's my submission for Photoshop Challenge. I made a Twitter account just for this.
Wow, thank you, Brotherhood of Steel. I've seen his name on Twitch a whole lot. Oh, this is great.
This is great. So this is Andy with a flamethrower.
That's the Elon Musk, I believe.
That is I believe so.
The Musk flamethrower that he sold for like $500 and Bernie bought one, I believe.
Greg hoarding toilet paper.
Kevin, Greg would be the one to hoard toilet paper, by the way.
Oh, so much, because he's like, oh, I'm a germaphobe, so I can't let anything else touch my butthole.
Mm-hmm.
The dirtiest part of my body where all the germs and sick, gross stuff is, but I have to have clean paper to touch that.
Totally agree, Nick. You're making great points right now.
I know. And, let's see, Kevin over here in the woods.
Kevin cool in the woods is like, really, all of these are perfect. Cool Greg just surrounded perfect. By bags of weed.
Tim with laser eyes and full quarantine, and then... Just me in Mad Max Fury
Immortan
Road.
Joe.
Just loving everything. That's pretty great.
I think my favorite one out of all of these has got to be the Tim in the hazmat suit, because it just makes sense, man.
It just totally makes sense.
It works perfectly. Thank you for creating a Twitter account for this Brotherhood of Steel. Welcome to the nightmare that is known as Twitter right now.
Yeah,
please act accordingly.
The more time you spend on it, the less you like yourself.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Twitter. Next up, we've got Ben. Please be excited. Gave us one.
Oh, I like this. KFAF, kind of functional, awesome for it. Look at us just having a little slumber party. No Greg's allowed except cool Greg.
That's an important distinction to make. I like that
one. You got to set ground rules, Nick.
That is like, that's the problem with this quarantine is that we can't, it'd be totally fine if we could all just hang out and do whatever we wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know?
We can't, unfortunately.
Like, I still wouldn't hang out with Greg, but I would hang out with you.
I mean, I got a lot of stuff happening though, man. I don't know if I'd have time for hangs, you know, really busy.
I get it.
A lot of stuff going on. This is great, Ben. I love it. I would love the idea of having a little slumber party fort in the studio.
That's what I'm saying, man. Listen, when all this ends, you and me, we pick a date as far away as possible so we know you're not busy that day. Mm. And we make a little fort and we have a little slumber party and we watch some movies that you like and watch some movies that I like. And it's just a really fun time, just the two of us. Or you can invite anyone you want, but I have to be invited.
Okay. Well, so pick a date on the calendar. Let's just
look right now. How about...
Yeah, let me look at the Google calendar.
We'll assume that June... We're done by June. So let's say... Let's go into July just to be safe. Mm-hmm. How about Wednesday, the 22nd of July, 2020? And that's three or four months from now.
Damn, so, bummer, dude. Oof, yeah. That's a packed day, Nick.
No?
That's a packed day, yeah.
But what at night, though. We're gonna do it at night.
At night? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Because I'll be in a different... my nighttime... You know what I mean? When you go on the other side of the world, it's nighttime over there. You know? When the daylight saving time hits. Yeah.
No, I hear that.
That's unfortunate, dude. Number three.
Next up, we got BJ Bernardo. I feel like under quarantine, they would just take In Review to the next level, he says in his tweet. And it's kind of funny. Disney princesses in review. And we're all dressed up as princesses. And no one, for some reason... is as disturbing as me in this. I feel like me as Snow White is terrifying.
You know who you look like. Do you remember the movie about... or the documentary about the cult? Wild Country, yeah.
Yeah.
You remind me of a... It's called Wild Wild Country on Netflix. You remind me of a sort of cult leader guru... You kind of remind me of him because he's got the long hair, he's got the big beard, and he essentially he has a bunch of girlfriends, and when he touches them and has sex with them, it's like they have ascended, you know what I mean?
I mean, this guy sounds awesome. Is that...
I don't know, he's a pretty fucked up guy, actually, yeah.
But, I mean, what you just said, that's cool, right?
Sounds cool, yeah, service level. Criminally, though, lots of issues.
All right, let's move on to number four. This comes from... Proper_Matt. This KFAF was a little weird this week. It's unfortunate that I chose this week to wear the gray shirt.
Man, the foresight on this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got Phil Woodward.
Oh, God.
Coming in. Let's see. I know the world is in mortal peril, but I kind of like working from home. And it's, I think, all of us? What is this me?
Oh, that's you.
But why am I wearing ballet slippers?
Huh.
Well, what I'm saying is, he wasn't accurate, because everyone knows that my slippers are white.
Oh, man.
Okay.
He drew you really well, though. Right.
Like, he did.
He accentuated the wrinkles perfectly.
The smile lines, you know, because I make everyone smile so much.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Nick Galagos, and I believe Nick was a winner last week. I just call him Galagos.
Okay, cool. Galapagos?
I'm pretty sure just based on his picture here, if you click into his profile picture here, he could be anything. He could be Spanish. He could be Greek. So, you know?
He looks pretty Hispanic, yeah, because I've known people in my life, Gallegos, yeah.
Are you saying that because his mustache doesn't connect to his beard in this picture?
That's exactly why.
All right, Nick Gallegos has submitted the next one. Let's see, day 7 of quarantine, day 8 of quarantine, and we're all showering and naked.
We made an OnlyFans, only KFAF fans.
Oh, is this where people pay to watch you, like, show your butthole into the camera?
Yeah, it's only $69.99 to unlock.
Oh, we should do this, Andy.
Cheap for us.
Andy, no one's paying attention right now, so all I'm saying is if you wanted to do one of these with me, make a little cash on the side, you know what I'm talking about, pay for all those vitamins you've been trying to get.
Yeah, keep this off the records? Like, so Tim and Nick, Tim and Greg wouldn't see the finances behind it?
Yeah, I mean, we know, I control the finances, and we for sure know that neither Greg nor Tim watch this show.
That's true.
Yeah, so I'm just
saying. Because here's the point. We could be like, everybody could be like, guys, the proof is out there, Tim and Greg. You can find proof easily. And they'd be like, I don't watch the show. I'm sorry.
All right, next up we've got, this comes from Chris. He says, just a screenshot of Nick's latest vlog while on his quarantine at Kind of Funny Vids Photoshop Challenge.
Okay. I don't know why it's making me laugh. Like, it's such an obvious joke, Chris, but I can hear this. I can hear a vlog with you being like, honestly, I've just been masturbating a lot. It's really funny to me, man.
I'm trying desperately to find words to fight this, and none are coming to my brain. Because when you're right, you're right, you know?
Let's go to the final one. This just became my winner. The last man on Earth is not Greg. I am old.
Motherfucker.
Like, it's so easy, but it's so funny, man.
It's good. All right, that's my winner.
Instead of I am legend, just I am old. It's because it's such a basic joke that it's so goddamn good, man.
It gets me every time. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It's
good job, Rafe.
So good.
So number one, number six, and number eight are the winners today.
Perfect. I love it.
And congratulations, everyone. Good job today. This was a tough one. We're going to throw you another curveball.
Yeah, thank you once again to Philip, Matthew, BJ Bernardo, Ben, Please Be Excited, Brotherhood of Steel. Everybody, thank you so much.
Yeah. Next week's challenge, ladies and gentlemen, this is a tough one, April Fools. Of course, it's April Fools this week, so we want to see your best April Fools tweets coming out this week. Send them over to @kindoffunnyvids with a hashtag KFAF. Please do not tag Andy and I are in them. We like to react to them fresh. We are not good actors. Andy, you've been wanting to do this next thing for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what it was. So you had to show me multiple examples of it. And then I said, I think I understand where we can go with this joke. Now, there's this app called TikTok. And people are doing this thing called, what are they called?
They're doing a bunch of different challenges. I mean, TikTok is just full of different things where somebody does something kind of neat and meme-worthy, and then everybody sort of follows suit and keeps on following along. Now, I personally don't really use TikTok, but I've watched a lot of compilations that people sort of crowdsource together and put them up on YouTube. There was a challenge that Joey showed me several months ago, which, by the way, I think the challenge started in like 2018, so leave it to us to do a TikTok challenge that's about 2.5 years old or something like that.
Well, you got
to
put the final, we're the ones that always do it so good that we put the final pin in it and everyone moves on to the next thing.
You're so right, Nick. You're so right. And but first off, I want to watch a couple that people have done already.
Okay.
Let's watch the first one from J.D. Witherspoon. Are you on that one?
Okay.
So this is called the Pose Challenge. And you and I did our own versions, but these are some examples of them. So this is J.D. Witherspoon. I'm going to hit play now. So basically, it started off, I think it's based off of the anime JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Because the song's called JoJo Pose. But people just started doing random anime poses or whatever. Next one is King Vader. So King Vader kicked ass with his, with the My Hero version. And it's just cool seeing how creative some people can get. And the third one, there's a little dog one. That's really, really cute, Nick.
Oh, that's cute. Look at this dog one.
If you see the little dog in there, yeah, that's super adorable. Really, really cute. Look at it.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's so freaking cute. Yeah. I could watch
that's
that one
really
forever.
Nice. And these are nice and wholesome. I like this challenge.
I submitted one as well.
Fun.
And I asked you to make one, so...
I made one.
So here is here's mine. We can go ahead and watch mine a couple times.
Okay.
Just sort of a breakdown what's going on with it.
JoJo, pose, pose, pose. JoJo, pose, pose, pose. JoJo, pose, pose.
All right,
I see what you did there.
Yeah, so those are just a bunch of stills from one of my favorite movies of all time. If you recall, Nick, Oscar award-winning Best Picture that year, which means, again, the Best Picture, the best movie of that year, which is really cool, a really nice achievement for that film. One of Scorsese's best, honestly. Definitely up there.
It's a movie that Scorsese made.
Yeah,
and
won Best Picture, too.
And it did have... It did win Best Picture.
Sure did.
It should not have.
I wanted one in that red sort of frame room where Jack Nicholson's like, "Do you want some coke?" Remember that scene? And he's like, he throws a bunch of cocaine at the wall, and he's like, "Go ahead, don't move until your face gets numb or something like that. It's, again, best picture, dude. Crazy.
Great. You know, I honestly think I'd rather watch you just do all the scenes back to back than watch that movie again.
You think I'd do it justice? Wow.
I think you would probably do a better performance than Alec Baldwin and Mark Wahlberg in that, just bouncing off of shit and sweating all over the place.
I do want to say, in the final scene of my TikTok, the scene where he tells Mark Wahlberg's character, I forgot his name, but he's like, you know, you're out of here, you're suspended 2 weeks with pay. In that scene, he's so sweaty, Nick.
He's sweaty.
He is glistening, dude.
You thought I was lying. He's just sweating and bouncing up all over the fucking walls. It's comical.
So now we got to watch yours now, Nick.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, let's go for it. Here we go. Oh no! What is going on here? What was that, Nick?
I just wanted to pick some iconic scenes from some of my favorite movies.
Nick, what was that?
It's just, there's a couple good scenes. I picked Alien 3. That was a good one. I picked Die Hard. That was fun. Die Hard, everyone's favorite scene.
But there was
come
one
out to the coast. Get together, give heavy laughs.
There's definitely one at the end though, Nick, that is a little bit shocking.
It was a great movie, Silence of the Lambs. Again, another Academy Award winning film, Silence of the Lambs. It's Kevin's favorite scene.
Again, like, nudity, man. Like, we gotta be... Oh, no! Why do I keep watching it? And you're wearing the wig! You're wearing the fucking wig! You psychopath! What is wrong with you? It started off with a fun vibe with Rocky and Die Hard and Kylo Ren, and then it gets to the gimp scene from Pulp Fiction into
classic
just straight
scene.
Out tucked in dick. What were you thinking, man?
That's
great, man. You nailed it, Nick. This is fantastic. I think this is certified TikTok gold.
Thanks,
and you're gonna
man.
Hit it. You're gonna hit it big, bro.
Oh, I appreciate that, guys. I can't wait to hit it big and take this show on the road. We're going to go national with this thing, Andy.
Hell yeah.
We're not going to just do regional stuff anymore. We're not going to be local. We're going to take this international.
We're going
KFA
to Nashville.
Will be seen.
We're going to
Tennessee.
Tacoma.
We're
going
to Nebraska.
Dakotas.
We're going to get to the Cornhusker State. All the Dakotas.
North, East, West, South, all them Dakotas.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for the TikTok pose challenge. If you have some favorites of your own, put the links in the comments below on this video on YouTube. Or you can tweet them at us, I guess. But yeah, put them in the comments below. And when I'm scrubbing through late at night, I'll take a look and I'll let you know if you have good taste. Andy, it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy Anything.
First question comes from Jacob Meyer. So, I don't have any food delivery options here where I live. My question to Andy is, how fast would you die without volcano curry?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, we had a pretty national crisis. I don't know if you've heard about this national crisis, Nick.
I have not.
Monday last week came, and it's the first day of... the first day of the second week of quarantine. And Monday comes... And Volcano Curry is not popping up on any of the apps.
This is no good. I already hate this.
I call. Nobody answers. It says it's open on Google.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, this is worrisome, Nick. Tuesday comes. Tuesday, they're normally closed anyway. So I'm like, all right. They're not popping up, but it's Tuesday. This is their normal day off. Wednesday comes. Order from Grubhub. Order from DoorDash. None of those apps have them. I call. Nobody answers. Thursday comes, Nick. Same thing. None of the apps.
This is a terrifying world.
I call. What happens, Nick?
Boop-boop. Hello? Hello, I'm Andy. Who's there?
Hello. Yes, this is Volcano Curry.
Oh, thank God.
Just you right there. That's the same reaction I had. Somebody
nail
picked
biting.
Up. My heart started beating and I got super excited. And they are temporarily back open, I guess, and they just had to fix some stuff. So I got some on Friday and it was delicious. But how would I survive without these apps? I don't know if I would, Nick. What I would just survive on is canned food, vitamins, and just Flamin' Hot Fries from the corner stores.
Fair. So just like normal, just a normal day.
Yeah, not much has changed for me.
Next question comes from Jake Freeman. Says, for either of you, what's the best way to start learning After Effects? Would you recommend taking a class or trying to self-teach?
YouTube.
I would say YouTube. Start with the most basic tutorial series. You can find them all over YouTube. But don't jump into something hyper like involved. Just start with an overview of the tool sets and what all the buttons do and how keyframing works. And once you can start building a foundation in that, you can start doing some of the more advanced tutorials. But I would do a solid, 3-4 months of just getting in there and moving shapes around and drawing lines and figuring out how text works and shape layers work.
I think, Nick, you said the correct thing. You said YouTube series, tutorial series. Because every person who's doing tutorials has a different way of explaining things. Mm-hmm. Don't jump into person A's tutorial and then move on to person B's different thing. No, make sure it's all consistent and you go through from beginning to end, because everybody has a different way of teaching and everybody teaches at a different speed. So make sure your learning is consistent.
Andy, final question for today. Says, I'm quarantined in a small apartment with my wife, and I think I'm starting to drive her a little mad. Recently, I asked her to film me naked in her robe for a TikTok pose challenge, and that might be the final straw. Andy, how can I salvage my relationship? Asks Nick S.
Nick S, huh? Did you have the last name there?
No, just it's a period, so I assume it's like
Nick Cher, Santiago, maybe, or something
probably,
like that.
Probably, or Sayagos. Or Salegos, depending on if Latin or
well,
Greek.
I think that the marriage has long been doomed for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, there's no salvaging it. You cannot put a Band-Aid on an open wound, on this open wound, all right? It is infected. It is dying, right?
Okay.
It is bleeding out.
So you're saying there's hope?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Ask Andy Anything, and that's been your show. Remember, as always, if you want to go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at the $5 or above tier, you can be a part of this show by asking Andy Anything, submitting ideas for the Photoshop challenge, or just bits in general. If there's another cool thing happening on TikTok and you want to see our dumbasses do a spin on it, we would love to do that for you. Let us know there. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.